As we begin to enter this sacred time, we will share in prayers, responses, and music together, all of which are found on the insert in your bulletin. Let us pray together.
Loving God, prepare us to receive all that you offer as we celebrate your unending grace. May we embrace it and live in such a way that all might be blessed. Amen. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. O God, I call to you, come to me now, O hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. Keep watch within me, God, deep in my heart, may the light of your love be burning bright. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. All praise to the God of all, Creator of life. All praise be to Christ and the Spirit of love. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
Let us give thanks together because we are truly blessed.
It is good to be God's people.
We are known and loved
by a God who has created us.
Even in our failures,
God's love remains.
God reaches out to us
in this and every moment,
changing our lives
in ways we cannot comprehend.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you call us to the way of your cross.
Have mercy on us, mercy on us. On us.
Lamb of God, you are the way of justice and peace.
Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you are the way of mercy and love.
Have mercy on us.
God, you are certainly good. You have given everything to us, including the choice to worship you. And so, in this place, we've come together to be your people in praise. And as we praise you, we celebrate the life story and the gift of Jesus, your Son, and the ultimate example of the depth of your love for us, a love Jesus was demonstrating for his disciples when he gathered his friends, just as we gather now, to share a meal. For when they were gathered, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, and saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you, to remind you of the fullness of my love for you." And after the meal, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and blessed it, saying, "This is my life poured out for you and for many. Remember me and my love every time you drink from it." Jesus offered this simple and beautiful way for those who love him to remember and celebrate a mystery of faith we will never fully understand, but we can fully experience.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For the reign of God and for peace throughout the world, for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Come to give you praise for the strength to live your word. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, and defend us, O God,
we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them for us the body and the love of Christ so that in turn we might be the body of Christ for the world. Make us one in your Spirit, Lord, bound together through your grace, that we might live more loving lives because we have received your love so freely, just as we saw in Jesus, who showed us how to live that way and taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
Would those assisting with communion please come forward? At Highlands United Methodist Church, communion is open to all people, regardless of age or background. This is God's table and grace for all of God's people. We invite you to come forward at the direction of the ushers. Open your hands to receive the grace that God offers. When you receive the bread, please dip it into the cup and then eat, or you may use the small cups. If you would benefit from receiving communion in your seat, simply let an usher know and we will be there. Or if you need a gluten-free option, please come to Reverend Brad, who will be serving, and let him know. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us be grateful as we share in the grace.